The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Diyos marahin na aga sa inyo, Gabos. Good morning po. Magandang umaga po. Alam niyo po, brothers and sisters, napakaganda ng ating gospel today. No? There are many points of reflection, but I will only took some points which is for me is really beautiful, no? And very amazing for us Christian. It's about the dwelling of the Holy Trinity in our soul. Alam niyo po, no? When we were baptized, no? And became children of God, no? Our body becomes the temple of the Holy Trinity. And it enables us to be really one with Jesus. That's why, you know, for a Christian, you know, he or she is never alone. Kaya nga diba sabi sa kanta, "And you are not alone, I am here with you." You are not alone. And the Holy Trinity, you know, just like we hear, you know, in the song in the Mass, no? Perhaps you have heard the song, "Yahweh, I know you are near, standing always at my side." But not only in our side. No? Yahweh, our Lord, the Holy Trinity, is inside each one of us. No? Sabi nga ni Saint Augustine sa kanyang confession, no, sa kanyang very famous autobiography, no, "Lately have I loved you, no, O beauty ancient. I was looking for you outside, but you are within me. My brothers and sisters, are we aware of the presence of the Holy Trinity in our soul? No? Lagi ba nating nasasaisip, no? O pinagninilayan na ang Holy Trinity ay nasa atin. No? God do not abandon us, but we abandon Him. No? Ito yung sinasabing presence of God in us. No? Yung tinatawag na presence of God through grace, per gratiam. No? Kapag tayo, alam nyo ba, no? Kapag ang Holy Trinity ay nasa ating mga puso, nasa ating kaluluwa, no? Talo pa natin ang mga Miss Universe, Mr. Universe, no? Yung mga beauty queen, no? Why? Because if the Holy Spirit, if the Holy Trinity is in our soul, we are beautiful to God. No? Sabi, siguro pwede pang sabihin ni Lord sa atin, no? Beautiful girl, however you are, no? Because, no? There is no beauty that does not in itself comes from God. Sabi nga nung isang santo, hindi ko na maalala kung sino, no? That if you contemplate a person who has the Holy Trinity in his or her soul, no? It is like, no? A heaven on earth, no? Parang langit dito sa mundo, no? And the saint, yung mga santo, yung mga banal, they are aware of this. Just like the saint we are celebrating today, Saint Ignatius of Laconi, which is a Capuchin friar. He's only a questor, no? He begs alms, no? A very little task, no? But, no? He reached sanctity. No? He became saint just by doing that work, because he is aware of the Holy Trinity dwelling in himself. No? Saint Ignatius of Laconi. And you know, if we are aware as Christians, as Catholics, of this indwelling, we cannot be depressed. You know, depression, no? Sometimes others said, no? This depression is a fruit of being unloved, being alone, nobody to talk to. But for a Christian, no? But for a Christian, it is forgetting that inside each one of us, there is a person who wants to talk to us, who assure us that we are not alone, that we have a friend to talk to whenever we need somebody to talk to. And that is God. Sad to say, no, my brothers and sisters, this indwelling of the Holy Trinity in us, no, we lose it by what? By committing sin, kasalan, no? Especially mortal sin. Kaya nga napaka-importante, mga tugang, ang magkumpisal tayo. Sabi na iba, naka-quarantine man kami, Father, paano yun? Of course, no? You can ask pardon, no, to God. But if you have the possibility, no, to encounter a priest, no, you have possibility, you can go and confess to him, no? Do not be ashamed. Kasi may mga kilala kong mga tao, nahihiya. Nahihiya daw sila, baka maraming ginagawa si Father, baka busy si Father. No? You know, we priests are here to save your soul. Kaming mga padi, kapari, ay nandito para iligtas ang inyong mga kaluluwa. And if we lose that soul, no, we will be responsible of it in front of the judgment seat of God. No? Pananagutan po namin sa harap ng Diyos kapag ka kahit isang kaluluwa lang ang mahulog sa impyerno dahil sa aming kapabayaan. No? That's why, you know, that's why don't worry, be happy. Huwag po kayong mag-alala, no? Kapag kailangan nyo talaga magkumpisal, huwag kayong matakot na pumunta kay Father at magsabi, Father, pwede po bang magkumpisal? At Father, pakiusap po naman po para sa aking sarili at para sa ibang mga padi, no? Huwag po nating unahin yung kung ano mang trabaho. Unahin po natin yung kaligtasan ng kaluluwa, no? Kahit sabihin na natin na yung siguro yung tao yun, yung penitent na yun, parating nagkukumpisan, but still, no, we should put primary importance to the salvation of souls, no? Unahin po natin, no, kapag may nanghingi sa atin ng kumpisal, huwag po natin sabihin, oh, bumalik ka na lang, no? If we have possibility, please, my fellow priest, no, let us offer this charity, this love, no, to that person, especially for his soul or her soul, no, who asks for confession, no, to give, no. And you know, my brothers and sisters, no, as it is beautiful to have the Holy Trinity in our soul, it is ugly and very dangerous to have the devil in our soul with the mortal sin. And remember what the Catechism of the Catholic Church says, no? Only one mortal sin, only one mortal sin can make you entitled to hell. No? Alam nyo, pag nagadan po kayo, mga tugang, huwag nyong babaliwalain ang isang mortal sin. Dahil pag kayo'y nagadan at meron kayong kahit isang mortal sin lang, no, it will entitle you to go to hell. No? Mapunta po sa impyerno. Gusto nyo ba yun? Ako, ayaw ko. No? So if you have mortal sin, and if you have to really, no, to confess a sin that you are, go to a priest. Do not lose the dwelling of the Holy Trinity in your soul. Huwag po nating hayaan mawala ang pananahan, paninirahan ng banal na Santissima Trinidad sa ating mga puso, sa ating kaluluwa. And every day, we should be aware of that. No? Every day when we work, when we sleep, when we eat, no? We should always be aware, be conscious of God near us. No? And I will assure you, my brothers and sisters, if we are vigilant, no, it will only take, I think, a year or even a month, no, to become a saint, na pwede tayong maging banal, maging santo. Kung every day we try our best, no, to be aware of the Holy Trinity dwelling in us. And let us ask our Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Peña Francia, Mary Co-Redemptrix, and Saint Ignatius of Laconi, to help us every day to be aware of the presence of the Holy Trinity in our soul, and to do our best not to lose it by sin, especially by mortal sin. Praise be Jesus and Mary.